Good evening and welcome to my podcast, True Encounters. I'm your host, Marvin Allen. On this podcast, we talk about Doug Man. What is this cryptid? Where do they come from? What are they? What's their origin? We cover a lot of things when it comes to this cryptid. And like I said, and I'm going to say it again, I'm always asked, what do I think it is? And I always say, I don't know. I don't know what this cryptid is. You know, and I'm going to stick to that because we don't have enough definitive evidence to say what this cryptid is. Because we don't. There are not no experts out there that can truly say this is what it is. If you can, then show me the proof. Show me the evidence. Put your evidence out front. Show a person that you know what this cryptid is. Because a lot of people are in the background, behind their laptops or their MacBooks, ain't been out in the field, but yet they're gonna tell you what it is. Like when it comes to these types things, and this is just me, I don't believe in these types. I believe they are different kinds, just like different kinds of Dougs. That's what I believe, you know. So if people want to stay stuck on types, then that's what they're entitled to do it. But for me, I don't believe in that type thing. I just don't. Another thing, I'm gonna be on Venomous Fringe again, you know, in a couple of more podcasts or YouTube channels. But right now, I'm just trying to bring my subscribers new encounters because I miss being on my YouTube channel. Like I said, once I get another phone, I'm gonna try to retrieve all my data from my old Boost phone so I can start uploading on my YouTube channel again because I miss uploading on there so much. I miss all my subscribers because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't have made it to where I was now. We did it. We did it as a whole. I always told y'all, y'all are my extended family. And I am so honored and grateful to have came into all of y'all lives. You know, everything y'all put down in the comment, man, I take to heart. And one thing about me, and you know it, I answer each and every comment that comes to me. I do. That's the difference between me and other podcasters. I'ma answer y'all. You know, that's just me. And like I said, man, this is my passion. I love to do this. I love to help people. I love when people contact me and share their encounters with me so I can share them with y'all. Now, in this encounter I'm going to tell y'all about tonight, it happened in my hometown. It happened in Maryland. And the lady who shared it with me wished to be named anonymous along with her two grandkids because they young. So she asked me not to reveal their name or hers or the location on where it happened. And I won't, just out of respect, because I am so grateful that she shared this encounter with me and I get to share it with y'all. That's why I do this. That's why I love doing what I do. Because I love to help people. And when she was telling me this encounter, just what she went through, I could feel her pain. I could feel what she went through. Because once you see one of these creatures, man, it does something to you. It's like it stick with you forever. It's like it won't leave. The nightmares, the waking up in sweats, the scared of the dark. You know, you think if you turn out the lights, you're going to see them yellow eyes again. It's so much stuff when it comes to these cryptids that we don't know about. I want to ask y'all, what do y'all think about the missing 411? Do you really, truly believe that these cryptids have something to do with the missing 411. What I'm going to say is, I don't know. They could have something to do with some of these people going missing. But the thing about that, why I won't blame them, is because I, myself, I'm speaking for me. I don't have no proof that these people are being took by these cryptids. So how can you blame something or something if you don't have no proof? If you don't have no proof, then you can't blame these cryptids for taking these people. Until we get definitive proof that these cryptids are taking people, then we can put it out there. But until then, let's just leave it in the middle. Let's just say we don't know. Don't jump to a conclusion and jump the gun and say, yeah, they doing it and you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. It's nothing wrong with not knowing something. That's why you do your research and your homework to find out these things. Find out if these cryptids are taking these people. It's not hard. Do your homework. Do your research. Just like I tell people, man, don't say these things don't exist if you don't know. Just because you have never seen one doesn't mean it does not exist. People always saying, well, where are your pictures? Where is this? Where is that? I got pics. I just choose not to post them. But who I will post them for is my loyal subscribers, which I'ma do as soon as I get back on my YouTube channel. I'ma upload my pics because I got some. I just ain't never shared them. Because you always had that one person that always gotta try to throw you under the bus. Well, where your pics at? Where your prints at? Where this at? Where that's at? You know what? I'ma let that person be where he at. You ain't never gotta believe me. Do your own research to find out the truth for yourself. Now, like I was saying, back to this encounter, like I said, it happened in Maryland. It happened 2 years ago. And it happened when our grandkids was younger than what they are now. And just out of respect, I won't use her name, her grandkids' name, or the location. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into this brand new encounter. Now this encounter, like I said, it happened in Maryland. Now this lady said her grandkids came to stay with her for the summer, you know, because they like to, you know, go over Nana house and stay with her for the summer. She said she had a neighbor where she lived at. She said because where she lived at is nothing but woods. She said, but her neighbors went on vacation. So basically, she was just there alone, along with her grandkids. So she said, one day, she's sitting in the front room watching TV, grandkids in the room. So while she's sitting there watching TV, she said after about 15 minutes, she gets thirsty. She gets up, goes in the kitchen, turns the water on, grab a glass, and she started to put some water, you know, in the glass. She said that's when she caught a dark flash go by the window that sat up over top of the zinc. It just went past fast. And she, you know, she nailed forward to try to look and say, what the? She said she don't know what it is. So she brushed it off because she said, and this is what she said. She said she just thought her eyes was playing tricks on her. So she goes back in the front room. She sit down and she continued to watch TV. She said after about 10 minutes, her granddaughter come out there and say, Grandma, it's a Dougie at the window. And the grandmother said she looked at her granddaughter and said, "You know grandma don't have no Dougs." She said, "Grandma, it's a Dougie. It's a Dougie at the window." And she said, "Come on, come on, look, look." She said her granddaughter grabbed her by the hand, took her down, go in the room so she could see for herself. She said when she got in the room and she looked, she could see her other granddaughter staring out the window. And she asked her other granddaughter, she said, "Baby, what's wrong? What you looking at?" She said, "I was looking at the Dougie. It's gone now." So the grandmother said she walks over. But when she walks over, she don't see nothing. So she said, "I don't see nothing, baby." And both of them were saying, "Grandma, it was a Dougie out there. It was a Dougie out there. It came up to the window." So she said, "Well, I don't see nothing, baby. So come on, y'all get ready and, you know, get ready for bed." So she told me, and these are her exact words. She said, "Fast forward a week." She said, so after a week, she said she was in the kitchen. She was in the kitchen, you know, getting ready to make dinner. So she said while she was in the kitchen, she heard a tap on the patio glass door. So she peeks and looks over. She says she don't see nothing. Turn around, finish doing what she doing. She said, but she heard it again. So she turned around, walked out, went into the living room, walked over by the patio door. Now, mind you, she said she had a large tree that set out in her yard. And when she got to the patio door, she started to scan. She started to look around from the left to the right. When she looked to the left and she coming around towards the right, she said just before she get all the way, she looks over by that tree. And when she looks over by that tree, she see a dark silhouette with large, bright, yellow eyes. And she looking at this thing. She was like, "Hold up, what is it?" She don't know what it is, but she see those large yellow eyes. And she watching this thing. She said, then this silhouette with these eyes went from being high down low. And then she see the eyes just kind of turn around. Whatever it was, she said this thing had to turn around backwards and it ran off up into the tree line. So she confused now, she said, because she's still trying to say what this thing is because she don't know. But then she think back to what her granddaughters told her about the Doug they seen at the window. But she's saying, "This can't be no Doug, but them eyes was up too high." This is what she telling me. This is her encounter, how she gave it to me, and this how I'm giving it to y'all. So she said the eyes was up too high. So she's scratching her head. She confused now. So she finished, you know, cooking and stuff like that. So kids eat. She goes and she puts him to bed. She goes in her room. She said about 11 o'clock or a little bit after, she said she could hear her granddaughters screaming, "Grandma, Grandma, that Dougie, the Dougie at the window, the Dougie at the window." She said she jumps up, she hurry up, open her door, runs in their room, and she looks at that window. When she look at that window, she could see a dark flash just fly by. Just fly back up into the tree line. So now she know something was at her grandkids' window. She said now she know that her granddaughters was in line. So she gets them and she takes them in her room and let them sleep in there. So they goes in their grandmother room. And you know, she puts them, you know, under the cover, you know. They finally falls asleep. She says she gets up to go and smoke a cigarette out, you know, on a little small patio. And she says she's smoking a cigarette. She thinking about what she saw earlier. But she don't see it. She don't see it now. So she goes back in the house, you know, pull the door, goes in the house, goes in the room. She shuts the door, bedroom door behind her, you know, get up under the cover and lay right between her granddaughters. She said at around 1 o'clock, that's when she could hear something in her front room. She could hear stuff falling off of the table where she keep her lamps at. Boom, like a picture frame or something. It's knocking something over. Then she hear these footsteps. Boom, boom, boom. And it's walking. Something or something is walking through her house. This is what she said. Something or something is walking through her house. She says she grabs her granddaughter, one in each arm. They wakes up, rubbing their eyes, saying, "Grandma, what's wrong?" And she said, "Whatever you do, don't make a sound. Don't say nothing. Be quiet. Close your eyes." She said she took each hand and put it over her granddaughter's eyes and kept saying, "Don't say nothing. Just be quiet, babies. Everything's gonna be all right." This is what she telling them. Because she hear this thing, whatever it is, coming down the hallway. She said then it stopped in front of her door. She said then she can hear this thing tap, tap, tap on her door like it's taunting her. Like it know she in that room. So she said then she could hear the doorknob start to turn on her bedroom door. She said now she really confused. She said because the only thing that could turn a doorknob is a hand. So she said what's ever on that other side of that door got to have a hand. She don't know what it is. She thinking that it could be a burglar. She said, but as that door started to come open slowly, slowly this door is coming open. She looking. Slowly this door is coming open until it's all the way open. And when she looked, she said what she saw, it shocked her to her core. She said she thought she was looking at a werewolf. Cause this thing was black as night, she said. But she could see those big yellow eyes. She said this thing looked like a werewolf. She said this thing looked like something as a child that you grew up on watching on TV. So she watching this thing. And this thing is watching her now. She said, then this thing, it kind of kneeled down and stepped up in the bedroom and it stood back up. Like this thing was too tall. She looking up at this creature. That's how tall it was. She said she could see that this thing had pointed ears, a long snout, massive shoulders. It had the upper build of a human, but it had dog-like legs. And she watching this thing. And this thing watching her. She said this thing had some long arms that ended in hands. She said that messed her hand. She said that's messed her head up when she saw those giant hands. She said now she know what her grandbaby saw at that window. They saw this creature. And now it's in her house. She said, so she watching this thing. And this thing watching her. She said that's when this thing tilted its head back and started sniffing. Now she say she thinking in her mind that this it. This thing gonna kill all of them. So she said after this thing stopped sniffing, it looked straight at her. And it started to walk over and it stopped at the foot of her bed. She said, then this creature took both hands and rested on the foot of her bed. And it kneeled over and looked straight dead in her eyes. And she looking at this thing. She said, and when she looking at this thing started to growl, a low growl. She said, but it shook her to her core. She could feel it through her whole body. She said, and after that thing finished growling, it made a smirk, like a smile on its face. Like it knew she was scared. Like it knew she was terrified. But the only thing she said she could think about was how to save her two granddaughters. She said she wasn't worrying about herself. Because she was saying in her mind, she lived her life. She said she gonna do whatever she have to protect them. So this thing still staring at her. And she still staring at it. She said this thing was so close, she could smell the foul odor on this creature's breath. She said she never saw nothing like this in her life. She said this thing was hideous with a gigantic head. So she watching this thing. And she holding her granddaughters tight, still with her hands over their mouth. She don't want them to say nothing. She know they scared. So when she watching this creature and this creature still watching her, she say, and these are her exact words. She told me, she said, listen to this part. She said she know she gonna die, but she just want to protect her babies. That's all she's saying, that she want to protect her two granddaughters. So she said, after about a minute or so, she said, because the sighting wasn't that long, but it seemed like it. She said, after about a minute or so, she heard a voice. She said she heard a clear voice. And she told me, she said, Marvin, listen to me. I heard a clear voice say, everything's gonna be all right. She said, then she closed her eyes and she thought, she said, I'm willing to accept whatever happens here. She said she closed her eyes for about 30 seconds or less. And when she opened them up, this creature was gone. She said, but she didn't leave out that room. She said that her whole house smelled it horrible. The smell of rotten flesh and metallic, that blood smell. She could smell it all, urine. The house was funky, she said. So she told her grandkids, don't move, stay in the bed. She said she eased off the side of the bed after about 20 minutes. She got up, peeked out her door, peeked down the hallway, walked down, then peeked in the living room over to where the patio door at, which it was still open. She eased over there, hurry up, and shuts it and lock it. She said, and before she got ready to turn back around, she looked out there again. And she could see this creature standing by that tree. She said, but she didn't pay it no attention. She said she turned back around, made sure that patio door was locked, and she went back in the room with her granddaughters. She said, but she thought about it. Earlier that day, she went out to smoke a cigarette. She said when she came in, she never locked the door. And she told me, she said she wind up moving from that area and moving somewhere else. And she never went back to that area since. And like I said, man, I'm so blessed and honored that I could get that encounter from her. And like, I'm going to keep her anonymity and not mention her name or her granddaughters because they still young and they still going through a lot. And I told her, you can call me anytime if you need to talk. So that was her encounter. Like I said, it happened in my hometown in Maryland. So I hope you enjoy. You know, I'm getting ready to start uploading on my YouTube channel again as soon as I get my other phone. So I just want to say I love and I miss y'all. I miss y'all so much. I miss y'all so much because y'all been with me since day one. And I am so grateful. Thank you. And I'll see you on the next True Encounters. Good night.